You're listening to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness. Today is Wednesday morning, August 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Biomed News Breaks, FelicianRx, NYSE American, VNRX publishes peer-reviewed CaptureSeq study. FelicianRx announced the publication of a peer-reviewed paper detailing its CaptureSeq liquid biopsy technology, isolating more than 99% pure circulating tumor-derived DNA. The technology addresses liquid biopsy challenges by separating cancer-derived DNA from healthy cell-free DNA, creating enriched tumor DNA datasets for cancer detection. Volition is conducting technical evaluations with potential licensing partners, estimating market opportunities of $23 billion for multi-cancer early detection and over $13 billion for minimal residual disease applications.
Letamed AI to discuss the future of artificial intelligence in healthcare and systems engineering at University Santa Maria. Letamed AI Corp will participate in Artificial Intelligence and Health Markets 2026 at University Santa Maria on August 8th, 13 and 14, 2026. Dr. Kevin Roden-Levy and Carlos Peña will discuss the role of artificial intelligence in healthcare and systems engineering. The event aims to explore practical applications of AI and automation in medical and technical environments, emphasizing the importance of professional oversight in implementing these technologies.
NeuroThera Labs launches Phase 2B clinical trial at Yale Child Study Center for first-of-its-kind treatment for Tourette syndrome. NeuroThera Labs has initiated a Phase 2B clinical trial at the Yale Child Study Center for a groundbreaking treatment for Tourette syndrome. The trial will assess the efficacy of CII10, a cannabinoid-based drug, in reducing tics and associated symptoms in adults. This trial marks a significant step in addressing the unmet medical needs of TS patients, with promising results from the Phase 2A study supporting the potential of CII10. Hospitals nationwide, recognized for commitment to advancing high-quality cardiovascular healthcare, hospitals nationwide are being recognized for their dedication to advancing high-quality cardiovascular healthcare. The American Heart Association is honoring over 3,000 healthcare organizations for their commitment to improving outcomes for heart disease, stroke, and related conditions through its Get With the Guidelines Quality Improvement Programs. These programs help apply the latest evidence-based science to treatment decisions, ensuring timely and consistent care aligned with proven standards.
Even light activity may lower stroke death risk in people with atrial fibrillation. Being physically active was linked to a lower risk of stroke and death for adults with atrial fibrillation, according to new research. Study participants in Norway saw a 9% to 19% lower risk of stroke or death with moderate to high physical activity levels. These findings highlight the importance of regular physical activity for everyone, including those with AFib, as a preventive strategy. For more information, visit heart.org.
That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.